Yes, young lady, I would like to purchase a pack of cigarettes and your Trojan condoms, the extra small, please. Oh, hello, I didn't know anyone was there. No, I'm
What's up, dude?
fucking with you. What's up? Yeah, so now
Nice
we
to have confirmation. Nice to have confirmation. You need the extra small.
Yeah, no, I oh yeah, before yeah, look, when you get a chance, I don't know if you've heard it yet. But I'm doing this segment called the work, 'cause I also do impersonations and shit. I don't know if I ever told you, but I do really good impersonations.
Right.
And I'm doing a section called the Word of the Day with Macho Man Randy Savage. And each day it's just a random word, and I talk about it and stuff like that. I actually added one today. And when you get done, I want you to check that out. You're gonna laugh your ass off. And then also check out the trailer for the for our podcast, because I do this crazy. It's the guy that I, the old man I was just doing. I do him and Randy Savage like having a conversation with each other,
I
and it
actually
is
heard
funny.
it.
You
I
heard?
actually
Yeah,
already,
look. Tell me that wasn't a good one,
Jesus, that was funny as shit.
man. Yeah, y'all. To anybody that's watching, y'all check out the word of the day. We're doing one word of the day with Macho Man every day. That's gonna be one of our new segments. It's gonna be the word of the day with Macho Man Randy Savage, and check out our new trailer. But yeah, so the Ring of Honor NXT King, I need you to fill me in on TakeOver and the Pure Title Tournament, sir.
Well, let's do the takeover first because I got to get the takeover first because let's just say some insane shit happened as usual.
Understood. Oh yeah, and before, not to interrupt you, but okay, what's the dude's name? Grisham? Gresham?
Jonathan Gresham.
Dog, I went and watched some of his shit. You weren't lying. He's a fucking beast.
Oh yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, he's
Hey.
definitely a beast. And that's the guy that comes, he's got like the Mastodon thing he comes to the ring with, right? It's like a fucking that mask thing, right? He's a black dude, right? Yeah, that's what I saw. I saw him versus somebody, and it was fucking dope. And I was watching, and I actually saw the fist, the no close fist rule, because dude, I forgot what match it was, but I want to say it was Jay Lethal or something, but he got punched and the ref was like, oh, they took away one of his, and I was just like, man, it was just like you said it. It was so fucking dope. I love the rules for that. And I also seen, I want to say it was NXT. Somebody's having a tournament where they have like rules. It's not like the rules for the Pure Title Tournament, but it's mighty funny that there are rules and they're kind of it's reminiscent of. Like, I don't, I'm gonna find out what it was, but I saw WWE doing some type of tournament with rules, and it just seemed like kind of a rip off of that, and I kind of laughed, I kind of chuckled to myself. But yeah, fill me in, brother man, fill me in, brother man.
All right, so here was all right. NXT TakeOver 31, as usual, stole the weekend. If there was a, let's just say, if it was a another one of those TakeOver slash main roster pay per view weeks, NXT would have took this one.
Okay.
Oh, fun fact about NXT, they have a new Thunderdome-esque thing going on inside the Performance Center now.
I
Yeah,
saw that. It's like
yes.
a thunder square.
Yeah, exactly. It's called the CWC.
CWC, and what is that? What is
Capital
that?
Wrestling Center, I
Okay.
believe, if that is correct. It's
But they're
basically a
at Full Sail. I mean, or
yeah,
they're at the.
at the Performance Center. They got
Okay.
out of Full Sail because of the classes and stuff.
Okay. You said it's called the CWC, and that stands for what again?
I believe it was Capital Wrestling Center.
Capital Wrestling. So I'm Googling while we're talking. Go ahead.
Well, let's just say, they also have the cage. They have a cage instead of plexiglass around in the ring.
Okay.
And then they have actual people there too, along with the Thunderdome quote unquote crowd in there too.
Okay. And I'm actually looking at pictures of it now. It's pretty fucking dope. I like
Yeah.
that. I
Yeah.
like
You know,
that.
it's got like a like a like a like a underground cage fighting feel going down on it.
Yeah, I definitely like that, because I actually didn't catch TakeOver, so you're actually about to fill this all in for me. I seen pictures of the kind of the people, the faces, the Thunderdome faces type thing, but I didn't see it in full detail. I really like that.
Yeah. So, first match on the card. Well, let me go down the card, then I'll go in order of the card. First match, all right, Damian Priest versus Johnny Gargano, NXT North America Championship.
Okay.
They had Io Shirai versus Candice LeRae for the NXT Women's Championship.
Okay.
And they had, let's see, they also had Kushida versus the Velveteen Dream.
Okay.
Finn Balor versus Kyle O'Reilly for the NXT Championship.
Okay.
And at the time I wrote this, they had just added this match for it. Santos Escobar versus Isaiah Swerve Scott, my dude, for the NXT Cruiserweight Championship.
Okay.
And what match was that injury in? Was that on TakeOver?
Yes.
The leg injury?
The leg injury, that was actually not on TakeOver. That was actually on Wednesday night NXT. Rich Holland broke his fucking leg.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and Rich Holland used to play rugby, so you thought, man, God, Mike.
And that was actually reminiscent of Psycho Sid breaking his leg in WCW.
Ugh. It makes me cringe just to think about it. But on to better things. The first match was Damian Priest versus Johnny Gargano on the card, and Damian Priest pinned Johnny to regain his title and at the 18 minutes, 39 seconds mark.
Okay. And I like Damian Priest. I see some of his indie stuff, and he reminds me kind of like an Undertaker-esque. Was this a good match, though?
Oh, dude, all five matches were at least 4 stars, okay. In my opinion. Okay. I didn't give them star ratings because NXT makes it unfair.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? It's like there's no, like, even the worst match on the card is still good. If the worst match on NXT TakeOver card is still good, basically.
Okay, but it was a clean win. It was a clean finish, a clean match.
Yeah, well, if Johnny Gargano had won, it would have been anything but. But yeah, it was mainly because they're trying to push Damian to as like one of the head honchos of the NXT scene. And this win solidified him against Johnny TakeOver, Mr. NXT himself.
Okay.
So it was only fitting that this match not only started off the night, but also ended on a high note.
Okay.
Second match, Kushida, Velveteen Dream. Kushida submits Velveteen Dream at 13 minutes.
Okay, how do you feel about Velveteen Dream being back with all the controversy surrounding him? And,
I don't know, to be honest with you. Well, actually, I do know. On a personal level, with all the shit going down, it's kind of like in poor taste for him to be back so soon.
Definitely.
Yeah, but it's good to see someone of his talent and of his in-ring talent to be back because, you know, he'll always, you know, his entrances, his get-up, everything.
It's definitely amazing, and I feel the same. God, we have such a similar mind at the same time because I think it's too early, too. I think that it's definitely in poor taste. As far as him in the ring, as his age, his talent, just his in-ring ability for his age and him being so new, I feel like in time he's going to be one of the greats if he can just stay healthy and stay out of trouble. But the shit that I heard, like, I mean, did you hear that? What school do you go to and all that shit? Like, I mean, I went into detail for it. They even had it on Botchamania. They were making a joke, and at the end they put, what school do you go to? And it's him talking. I mean, that's a little, you know? What school
oh, my God, I know.
To, like, come on, man.
I mean, and plus, and first of all, I pushed Kushida over big time if he wasn't already, which he is. What is he had the Back to the Future get up. No, he's got, that's his gimmick. That's what he did in New Japan. That's what he's doing now, and it works.
I do hope that – I do wish Velveteen Dream the best, though, because I'm very invested in him and his character. But certain shit is just, you need to – it needs to either be acknowledged or something. I mean, something, because it's bad. I mean, the stuff I saw is pretty bad, but, you know.
Yeah, if you think about it, though, him getting submitted by Kushida is a way of punishing him also.
Definitely, because, I mean, getting a submission over you, a submission win, that's definitely – yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yep. All right, now this one, I missed the first two matches because I was on my way home from work and I was working when one of them started, so I had to go back and watch the clips. But I'm making it time for Santos Escobar versus Isaiah Swerve Scott, the third match. And Santos pinned Isaiah, and I was very upset, but very impressed, but very very happy. The match is so fucking sweet at the 15 minutes 14 second mark.
Okay.
Man, let me tell you something. I don't know if you ever watched Isaiah Swerve Scott or Shane Strickland as he was known on the indies, but that man has won a world title in every indie promotion he's ever been a part of.
Yeah, I have it. I'm going to have to check him out. And my cat you is in to. Heat, and it's getting on my nerves. If you hear a cat, like, doing crazy shit, my cat's in heat. Excuse me, people. Yeah.
But, dude, I swear, Isaiah, man, he hit that house call kick to the back of the head on Santos Escobar. Man, he busted out a 450 splash. Dude still kicked out.
It's And then, I love the NXT for that. Like, their matches, they go to war. I mean, you'll see some shit. I mean, I'm going to have to look at this after we're done because, I mean, you're hyping it up for me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just like, I was pulling for Swerve, too. I mean, the pre-match promo they did the Wednesday before TakeOver, I mean, Isaiah, he's soft-spoken anyway.
Yeah.
And he was like real meticulous and like real piercing with his words.
Okay.
He'll make you believe anything. I mean he'll tell you 1 + 1 = 5 and you'll be like, you know what, bro, preach. I agree with you.
Hey, it might be. Yeah.
Exactly. And Santos Escobar is the great antithesis. You know, he's got like this like Narcos. You know that show Narcos?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying he's like a drug dealer, but he gives me like Tony Montana vibes.
Yeah, that's
you know, you know, with the money, the money, the power, the sunglasses, yeah, everything about Santos is amazing, and he's a great cruiserweight champion. And I just, you know, I mean, he's not going to let go of that title anytime soon. All I'm going to say is the day he loses it, I'm going to be very surprised because he'll probably be somebody none of us will expect.
I got you.
All right. And now Io Shirai, fourth match. Io Shirai pinned Candice LeRae to regain the NXT Women's Championship at 16:45 mark.
Okay.
And Johnny Gargano tried to be his smart ass and come in with referee stripes and try to make a count. He paid for it, which in turn cost Candice the match because Io hit the moonsault for the pin after Johnny got thrown out.
Damn.
But the post match, dude, you're gonna shit your pants when I tell you this. Well, Tony Storm comes on the screen, and from NXT UK, Tony Storm comes on the screen, says she is NXT, she's coming to NXT.
Okay.
Yes, but and then there was video footage going around of someone on a motorcycle going around.
Male or female?
It was a female. Yeah, and Ember Moon is NXT.
Oh shit! So okay, ooh, that's gonna put them bitches. Let's go. Ooh. That's weird. Say, that's another thing. Remember, we were talking about Finn Balor. How I was thinking, like, is it like taking a notch down going to NXT, or is
no,
it like,
but hell
I don't
no.
I don't know if they're taking a pay cut or if they give them the same pay and just send them down there. But see, Ember Moon, I mean, Ember Moon has definitely been underutilized on the main card. And she's going to shine in NXT. And another person, not to interrupt it, but another person I want to see go back to NXT is Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like when he was in NXT, he shined like a fucking star. And I think they have nothing for him on the main roster. Send that man back to NXT.
I agree. And now for my favorite match, the NXT match of 2020. The second half of 2020, because there's too many to choose from to give it an NXT match of 2020. Finn Balor, Kyle O'Reilly, NXT Championship. Finn Balor pins Kyle O'Reilly at the 28:28 mark. However, not without their injuries. Kyle O'Reilly has busted teeth. Finn Balor has a broken jaw.
So they
Finn Balor was, yeah. I knew when this match was booked. Kyle O'Reilly does not fuck around. He will tear you to shreds. He may look like he's about 50 pounds soaking wet, but let me tell you, he'll rearrange your limbs like a pretzel.
Damn. So him and Finn Balor. And
Finn Balor will stomp your head into the mat.
What was the finish? Was it the 1916 pin or was it the coup de grace?
It was the coup de grace. The thing was, he had to call an audible because his jaw was broken. He knew it. They had to call an audible. The match would have probably had 5 more minutes left.
Okay.
So I had a feeling that the ending was audible because, you know, Finn Balor's finishing move is not, people have been kicking out the 1916. I'm sorry, out of the coup de grace. So Finn Balor hitting the coup de grace to win. I knew it was kind of an audible. But then after the match was over, Ridge Holland carried Adam Cole's carcass to the ringside area, dumped them over the barricade, left them there for the Undisputed Era.
Damn.
To check out. And then that's when Ridge Holland walked away, and Finn Balor was in the ring looking confused, but he wasn't confused. He was bleeding. Like, dude, he had blood shooting out of his mouth, dude.
God damn. So that was the final match of the night?
Yes.
I was going to ask which was your favorite, but that was your favorite match right there.
Honest to God, it's actually tied with the NXT Cruiserweight Championship match.
Okay.
Because those two right there had those two matches had the biggest build of any of these matches on here.
Yeah, I'm definitely, literally, as soon as we're done with this podcast, I'm watching TakeOver just because you you sold it to me. Now, and I was going to also ask, but you kind of answered it for me, was there an Adam Cole match? Because of the fact that Adam Cole not having a match, I think he's going to be making a main roster trip really soon. With this draft, I'm pretty sure either him, if not the whole Undisputed Era, is going to be going to the main roster. And I also think they need to be careful with who they're sending to the main roster. I believe because some, like I said with Nakamura, some people shine better in NXT. And I think like Adam Cole, Undisputed Era, I think they would be good in the main roster. But I think certain people like I think if you sent like if you sent like Baron Corbin to NXT, it's just certain people that I think would really shine in NXT versus certain people that I think would really shine in Raw or SmackDown. I think they need to change how they're doing that because I think certain people just need to go to NXT because it's more of an intimate thing, and NXT is definitely built around the wrestling, like not too much. Yes. I mean, it's definitely got storylines, but I mean, it's the matches are like for some reason just like so much better than main roster shit.
Yeah, of course, 100% every single time.
So definitely, so you definitely want to give a thumbs up. I'm gonna give a thumbs up to that pay per view. It's definitely a must.
Yeah, five out of five.
No problem. All right. Well, now we're gonna switch up for our final portion. We're gonna do the Ring of Honor Pure Title Tournament. We're also gonna do our final thoughts. So let me go ahead and start that one up, and we'll finish on up.
All right.
Oh yeah, for the final section. It starts.
So, yeah, we're going into the Ring of Honor section, and we're going to talk about the Pure Title Tournament, and I shall let the best co-host in the world take the floor.
Well, you're too kind, sir. Yes, the Ring of Honor Pure Championship Tournament moves on. It's time for this block semifinals, and then there were eight. The final first round matches of Block A and Block B this past weekend. Tracy Williams versus Russ Taylor. PJ Black versus Tony Deppen. Tracy Williams defeats Russ Taylor to move on.
Okay, did PJ Black win? Please tell me
he won. Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Here we go. Now, it's time for the semifinal announcements, and here are the matches. And then we'll pick who we want to move on, and then we'll see what happens whenever they announce the semifinals, and then we'll know.
Understood.
Block A. David Finlay versus Jay Lethal.
All right, lethal.
Fred Yehi versus Tracy Williams, former tag team champions on the indie circuit.
All right.
Block B, Jonathan Gresham versus Matt Sydal.
Ooh, that's a I'm gonna go Gresham. All right.
Oh man. Josh Woods, who beat Kenny King by decision in the first round, versus PJ Black.
All right. So I got my four. All right. So what are we looking at for the winners?
For Dave Finlay versus Jay Lethal.
Lethal.
Man, that's a hard one for me, though. I already knew you were going for that. You told me from the beginning.
So these matches haven't happened yet?
No.
Oh, these are the last ones. Okay.
No, yeah, these are the semifinals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Winners go to the finals.
Yeah, for the block for their blocks, and then the winner from each block faces each other for the title.
Okay.
So you're picking Lethal over Dave Finlay.
I got Lethal and Yehi. Those are
me too. Actually, me too. I think that's what's going to happen.
See, that's just scary. That's scary, man. We be having the same fucking thoughts. Like, get out of my head.
I don't know. Like, that's what I want to go for. But what if it's the complete opposite? What if it's one and not the other, and we're completely wrong?
Oh, it could be, but I guarantee you, we're at least 50% right. We're gonna get one.
Yeah. So you I'm know, wondering. So. Like, I mean, I'm looking at this right now. Like, I have it written down. I write it down every time I see it. So I'm like, this is like crazy to see this. Now, Block B, Jonathan Gresham and Matt Sydal.
Yeah, that's hard, but I'm going with Gresham and, of course, PJ Black.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to go with Gresham and Josh Woods.
Okay, okay.
Josh Woods, because he's more of a mat, he's more of a mat guy, so he has to tear down PJ Black's strengths.
Gotcha.
And I think that he could probably – I think he will pull that off. So it's like, whew, we don't know. But – facing off with one.
You broke up really bad. Let me get you to repeat that one more time. It like kind of went robotic, but I hear you now. What was that again?
I said, imagine if it was Jay Lethal versus Jonathan Gresham for the title in the end.
Ooh. I mean, yeah, honestly, any combination of any of these would be a good match for the end. That's the good part about it. Like, you had any combination of these four is gonna make a good match. You know what I mean? Like, if you really look at it, it's nothing that they could do wrong at this point.
And not to mention that they have more time. They have a longer time limit for the semifinals.
Oh, what's the time limit for those?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Okay. Okay. And when are we look? What's the dates? What are we looking at the dates for the semifinals?
See, that's the thing. They haven't been announced yet.
Neither has the final.
As of this recording, that they haven't really they haven't updated. We know when these semifinal matches will take place. I'm guessing. What I'm thinking is, if Ring of Honor is going to do a pay per view, they're going to do their final battle pay per view in December, and that's when the final will happen.
Do everything, do all the matches, and then have that for the final battle. You think it'll be? See me, there's so much money involved in it. Like, that's what I'm saying. This is like $1 million idea. You could build a whole fucking pay per view around that, and just have that the final match as the main event. But yeah, man, I think that's That's a hell of a that's a it's came along perfectly as far as who's winning, and I'm glad to see my two are still in the still in the running.
Yeah, I'm glad Fred Yeha is in here. He's my sleeper pick, so it's like yeah,
I definitely got Yeha and Lethal and Gresham and PJ Black. So that's what I'm hoping. How I'm hoping it goes. We're gonna see how close it gets. So. I got the stroke of luck, I feel like, because I was the one that chose Sami Zayn to win the Intercontinental. Remember, we all three had picked our own, and I was happy as shit. I was like, yes, I got one.
Yeah, you did. So it's just amazing to know like this is happening.
But we both have great wrestling minds, so it's like it definitely could go either way. But I guarantee you, like, we're gonna be at least if not, man, watch, we're gonna end up getting it right. Watch.
Yeah, that'd be freaking insane if we did.
But that's any other good Ring of Honor news, like anything? Because they haven't been doing like weekly shows or anything, have they? Since the COVID?
No,
it sucks, man. Fucking
that's
sucks.
This is at the top of their laundry. This is at the top of their list right here. So it's like this is what I'm like following. This is what I'm mainly following until I know more of if they're gonna had the titles defended or if they're going to hold an actual show or whatever.
Hey, but they're being smart. I mean, keep your people healthy and don't lose money. Like, I mean, what they're doing with that, they're definitely going to be making money because I feel like in these days with the COVID and everything, I mean, not oversaturating people and giving them too much of the product is good. And at the same time, like the way that they're doing it, like not even knowing the fucking dates when they drop that date, it's like, ooh, you know what I mean? It's almost like when you hear the new Xbox and the PlayStation's coming out, it's like, ooh, I got to rush to it. You know what I mean? So yeah,
exactly.
But speaking of, didn't I ask you? Do you game any?
Yeah, I have a PS4.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You play Call of Duty?
No.
Oh shit! I'm trying to think of any like cross-platform titles that you might have that we could play.
No, I don't have any cross-platform. Plus, I don't even play online.
Do you? Oh, for real? Damn! I was gonna say, are you thinking about? And I know this has nothing to do with wrestling, but do you think? Are you going with Xbox Series X or are you going with PS5?
PS5.
I'm thinking about both, dog. Like, I'm not even gonna. I'm an Xbox to the core, so like, I've always, you know what I mean. But I'm thinking about getting both, only because there's certain, like, I want to get Xbox is my main thing, but I want to get PlayStation for the exclusives, because PlayStation has some killer exclusives. Like, everything else, I want to play on Xbox. But what's it? Uncharted, fucking Spider-Man, just shit like that. And then not the front, the new Avengers game. I want to play as Spider-Man. I'm pissed off that we don't get Spider-Man on Xbox, but. That's here nor there. That's here nor there. But yeah, man, I'm definitely looking forward to this, to the winner of this tournament. Like, you definitely sold me on it, and I want to see who wins it. Is the belt design going to be the same as it used to be? Are they making a new belt? Do you know anything about that?
I personally haven't seen or heard about that yet. At least I haven't been able to find anything about it yet. But I mean, why mess with the classic look?
Yeah, it's silver, right?
I think so. I've only glanced a handful of times in YouTube videos, but they do have some pure title matches on the Ring of Honor YouTube page that you can check out.
Yeah, I'm looking at two designs for it. One of them is silver, and I believe that's the one that I saw, but I'm seeing a gold one too. I don't like the big red pure in the middle of it. I would honestly change, but then again, it's like you never know what you're doing with changing titles, because you can mess around and have one that looks great, and then you can have one that looks fucked up. Because I remember when the what belt was it that they showed and everybody like booed it? Was it their Universal title, or was it?
It was a Universal and the 24/7 title.
Yeah, I mean, the 24/7 didn't look too bad, but I didn't take 24/7 too serious. But that fucking, red's my favorite color, so I like the Universal at first. But I think the ugliest one, honestly, was probably Daniel Bryan's fucking eco-friendly fucking wooden chain. I was like, what in the fuck? I would feel no prestige walking to the ring with a wooden championship, regardless if you're a tree hugger or not.
Yeah, it was part of his eco. He was part of his eco gimmick, man.
I mean, it was supposed to be like the sustainable title, but I mean, my thing is, I mean, that's nice and shit like that. But at the same time, I mean, it looked like it was worth like $2. It looked like you could go outside, and I mean, it was definitely unique. It was definitely different, but yeah. I mean, wood dog. You couldn't have used fucking aluminum foil or something. Wood,
Jesus.
But yeah, man, hell yeah, man. I'm glad we got to finish up this week, man. Let's give our closing thoughts. What are your closing thoughts about the state of wrestling right now? COVID. I mean, what you got for us for the closing?
About the state of wrestling?
I mean, anything you want to close with. Period. Just as far as you know, any Ring of Honor, WWE, what you're looking forward to, anything. What you want to close with?
I just want to say that, like NXT and NXT UK just came back too about a few weeks back, so it's like, you know, I want them. I'm glad they're back, because I was a big fan of NXT UK. I mean, hey, who doesn't want to get shot by Walter and feel your heart stop?
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, you know, this whole, I mean, yeah, the draft is happening right now, but I still think it's kind of a pointless thing, but maybe they might end up taking it seriously. So
shit, and then my dumb ass, I'm forgetting that this fucking Friday SmackDown is on, so I'm gonna have to, in between watching SmackDown, I'm probably gonna be watching SmackDown and NXT at the same time. So yeah, I definitely like the state of wrestling right now. I think that they're doing there's a lot of things that I'm actually interested in and that I'm invested in. So I think right now everybody's doing good in the whole spectrum as far as WWE, Ring of Honor, everybody. They're doing something positive right now, and I think we're in an upswing, and I hope everybody stays healthy. If you're a male wrestler, keep your penis in your pants. If she's not 18, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just stay healthy, man. Like, I mean, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, man, I just want to thank you for being the best co-host, man. I really appreciate you. You always come through. Keep us updated, and I'm gonna keep you updated. And honestly, it's gonna start with our next episode. We're gonna start with probably the SmackDown that's on right now. So yeah, let me go ahead and check that out so I can go ahead and take my notes, man. It was good doing it again. Appreciate you like always, man. You have a great night, man.
You too, buddy.
All right, take it easy, brother.
All right, man.